received my last letter March 30th, and that's quite good. Leslie's up with me now. I heard her walking up the steps, and she's lying on the bed now. I don't know what she's doing. I think she'll fall right to sleep again. Witching hour. The night walkers are upon us. It's been a weird weekend. The world is a little topsy-turvy. Washington, D.C. has had a curfew, so you won't feel all alone in the world over there. They had a 4 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew on, and lifted that to 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. While there's been, not rioting, not quite, but the 82nd Airborne, a part of it, was supposed to have come up from wherever they are, down south. National Guard is out, or reserves. It's all very disquieting. New York has been quiet. Mayor Lindsay's been walking, going to the ghetto areas Thursday night, Friday, the weekend, and there hasn't been too much damage here, though people have been killed. Tomorrow is the funeral of Martin Luther King, and hopefully things will get better. It's a little strange. Assassinations are becoming the thing. Although I think that the Negro population needed a martyr, and I think Martin Luther King knew he would be. It's a very long story, and I'm sure you're getting some news there, so I won't have to go into all the details. You're not out in such an isolation tour that you're not getting something. In any case, we must go on with things like commissary and having the car greased and going to the dispensary and seeing school teachers and going to VW, which I didn't do today, because Thea went to sleep in the afternoon and we had to rush out of here to get to the dispensary. The week is taken care of. I have nothing to do on Friday so far. But so far tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday are taken care of. And Thursday is supposed to be my house cleaning day. Probably do that in the morning. As I told you in the letter, Leslie will be home tomorrow, so if the commissary's open, it should be. Even though a lot of New York activity is curtailed, as in other places in the country, because of the funeral. But if it's open, the three of us are going to the commissary tomorrow. Mother Hubbard's cupboard. Well, the cupboard isn't too bad. It's the refrigerator that needs food. I don't know what else is happening around here of any great importance. I've told you all about my gardening, and I've told you most about the children that I can remember. It's not easy. Now, I remember if I tell something to somebody that one of the kids did, they'll ask, "Did you tell Herb?" And most of the time I will have remembered to tell you, but sometimes by the time letter writing time comes at night, it's like sometimes 12 hours since it happened, and in those 12 hours so many things have happened that I have to try to pick out the highlights. I hope you like the macaroons. I didn't know the brand, but it was kosher. Which reminds me, the holiday's coming. Soon. What's nice about the holidays coming is that as of next week, and well, at least by the week from today, it'll be the middle of the month. And then April will be on its way out. And if the weather stays warm, it'll be a pleasant way of going. I don't know what else is new, honey. I've got Barry Farber's program on. Hopefully it won't keep me up. It has in the past. Nights when they were discussing politics mostly. Couldn't keep my mind turned off. I did have a nightmare last night. I haven't had a nightmare in a very long time. it was strange, the sleep button, what is that thing? The one that the automatic radio goes off in an hour. The button went off, and I thought I would just go to sleep without the radio. And I did, but somewhere, it must have been a very light sleep, I heard the front door slam, or I heard a door close, and I went downstairs, and downstairs was completely dark. I went to turn on the dining room light. When I flipped the switch, no lights, and I was panicky, really panicky. I was frightened. There was some other things in the dream. I don't even remember. But in the dream, I remember thinking to myself, oh, I hope this is a dream. This has got to be a dream, because it's too terrible to be real. And I woke up. The first thing I did was put my hand up to the little white, what do you call that light? Not transistor. You know, the white one. High frequency, there we go. And turn that on, and then I knew I had been dreaming. So then I toyed with the idea of sleeping with the light turned on, and I thought, no, this is just too childish. It was a dream, you know. Go back to sleep, and I did. But I haven't had so vivid a frightening dream in a very long time. I didn't even try to figure out why I was frightened. You know, what could have made me have such a nightmare? Unless it just could be an accumulation of general tension that gets created and that needs an outlet. I suspect it's when I'm very tired, which is the usual state of affairs. Are you very tired? You know, this bed is not quite the same. I'm lying on it with the recorder on the trunk, and I'm lying on my stomach, resting my head on my hand, and Leslie is asleep next to me, also horizontal. But the bed isn't quite the same. I told you that your mother gave us linen, bed linen, for our anniversary present. But I won't use it, not until you come home. And the first time you sleep on the bed, it will be. No, it won't. It'll be linen, you know. Something we have, not something new. Something old. Then the second night, you can have new linen. I've been having such fun thinking of the things I'll buy for you that you'll have here when you come home. I'm not going to go on a wild spending spree, although I'd like to, but I want you to have some new things, like dungarees, a new sweatshirt. You have sneakers, some white socks. Oh, I don't know what else, but I'll think of something. Just as soon as it's all definite, there's a date, you'll be back. I wish those orders would come through. I know I'm being extremely over-anxious, and I have no right to expect them. I have no right to expect them. They're your orders, but I'm waiting for the copy. I'm waiting for the word that says Captain Herbert Krynek is on his way out of Vietnam and in his way into something, on his way into something. My grammar is atrocious. I just need, you have your plateaus, right, like R&R. I need orders. Would you talk to the big men about it? Oh, I read in the Army Times today, General Dolman is retiring. That's your Dolman, isn't it? And a whole list of generals, 5 big ones. And there was some discussion about who Westy will take with him as his staff, where he will be now. Let's see if I can remember. Army Chief of Staff, replacing Johnson. Yeah. They still haven't named his success. Have they named Abrams as his... Who? I do this all the time. Have they named Abrams as his successor yet? Somehow I missed that. If there wasn't any news on that, I didn't hear it. And... I don't know, honey. I'm such a bore. It's windy tonight and cool. Isn't that interesting? And it smells a little fishy. It was damp all day and it rained part of the day today. But I didn't mind. It's funny. As long as the weather, like the temperature, is over 40, I'm not that miserable. You know, it's when it's under 30 that I'm not too happy. But even if it rains now in this season, I don't care. My gardening spirit comes out and says, good, water the grass, whatever we're going to have. We'll have the best crabgrass in the area. When I dug up the garden today, you know, between the two planters on the side of one planter, I pulled out more rocks. And I thought to myself, I had the feeling that if I pull out too many of these big ones, chunks of construction-type crap, you know, all I had to do was pull out too many. I had a feeling that there'd be a pit and I'd fall into it. So I do have some dirt, earth, something, from around the tiger lilies. I cleaned that out where there was still some junk. And I'll move that into there. I don't like that area very much. I didn't dig up any dead birds or dead turtles. I think I stayed away from their graveyard. And if it turns warm tomorrow, it's supposed to be 60 or 65 and pleasant, the children and I will plant seeds directly into the ground outside and hope for the best. Hey, honey, I love you. Kisses, kisses, kisses. Silence. Sounds like a telephone conversation we used to have. Lots of silence. But the in-between pauses said so much. Hey, I love you. I just thought of something so funny. I think it'll go through on the tape. I was thinking of that old game we used to play called Grab Ass. I think of the strangest things. Well, on to other things, lest we get into trouble. I'm getting very kooky. I am in a perpetual state of kookiness. Sometimes I'm much more coherent than others, and sometimes I'm even capable of thinking, which is not easy. But I don't really expect you to be sending a tape back unless you have the time, so don't get upset. I'm sure you won't. If you can, you will. And if not, well, tonight when the phone rang, Mr. Temer calling about the appointment with the school teacher, I got this weird feeling. Maybe it's her, but I looked at the clock, it was 8:15, and I couldn't quickly compute the time where you were. Now that I think about it, it should have been like 8 in the morning, about 10. It's possible. Yeah, but, I don't know. For all I know, you might have been trying and couldn't get through. If my ESP is turned off, it's because I've got a crowded brain. But. You're a darling. I will try to see if I can get Taya to sing Alouette on the tape, along with Leslie.
Leslie sings it well. I must get Joanne to teach her to sing it right. Unless you'd like to make a tape anytime and sing it to her. I only know a very bad accent version of it.
But they like it.
We're doing Frere Jacques, as I told you. I think this tape is going to run itself out. So, before it does, let you know that I love you, Herbert Krynick. And it's a long time you've been away, but it's a short time before you'll be back. And as long as the sun shines, it's relatively bearable. Will you go?
The other one, anyway.